Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Today I have Massey with me.
Hi.
The OG Spill the Tea ladies, Kendra
Been
and Massey. So today's question is, have you ever been hit or hit a client with, I don't know, product, wax, strip, any of the above?
Yeah, all the
Hit your clients all the time?
time. No. Not on purpose, but like if I'm doing a Brazilian and I'm doing like the cleanup and like their foot is in the way, because sometimes people move their
Oh,
feet
yeah, the
up and
feet.
I'll pull down. Usually I'll punch like the
Oh,
table
yes.
and then the strip will just ch-ch on their leg, like flick, like
It
a little.
comes around like a slap, like a.
Yeah.
Oh, what's a good way to describe that? It's kind of like a whip, right?
Kind
You're
of. And
like,
I'm like,
you're.
oh, I'm so sorry. Not mean to hit your foot.
You hear the
Sometimes they
snap of
don't.
it? Like,
Yeah.
whatch.
Sometimes they don't even notice it. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you. And they're
Like
like,
they
no, you
expect
didn't.
it. They're like, well, I'm here for pain.
Yeah.
And just smack my ankles. Go for it.
Right? What's
I
that?
do punch people in their, like, the base of their feet sometimes, like the back,
Yeah.
like the Achilles area,
Yeah.
where I'm just like, okay, like we don't have to be that close. And I say heels to
Yeah.
tush.
No, for real, they
They're
bring
like
them all
straight
the way.
up, like Hindi style, like wee.
It's like up there, which good for you. My legs are shaking when I get my Brazilian.
For you. I
Yeah,
can't do that.
I
No, I
can't.
can't. I can't bring my knees down that far to the table, first of all.
Yeah.
I can't bring maybe the heels up, but my knees would be like in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Like V shape. I get people with like the full flat.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, you have a really open like pelvic area. Like
I'm jealous.
I'm like impressed. I'm like, did you say dance? Like, did you say do
Right.
ballet or
Do you
something?
lay like this at home?
Right, exactly. So, yeah. I mean, my kids like to lay on their tummy with like the froggy legs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's probably a really good stretch that I should do more often.
Probably.
Yeah,
Yeah, I need to stretch more.
I need to stretch everything more. That's funny, you punch your people in the feet. How about, have you ever hit anybody in the face with something?
No. I don't think, no.
So there's this one time when I was down at Canyon Ranch Spa Club, like on the strip, and I had this like VIP person for a facial, and we're hitting it off, like the chemistry's there, so the conversation's flowing, right? And we get to like the relaxing portion, so I'm doing like all this massage, and she literally falls asleep, like soft a little purr in her snore, and I'm like, yes, killing it. Right. And I go to grab a hot towel and I'm shaking it out. And then I would flip like one corner to the other so that I could have like a nice open like V to go around their neck.
Yeah.
Right. So I flip my towel and like the heavy wet part of the corner like slapped her right in the She just like woke up and she's like, Of course, I follow that with a, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she starts laughing. She's like, what was that? And I was like, that was a towel. Like I was flipping it over and it just slipped out of my hand. Just like slapped her right in the face. Oh my gosh, I felt so bad. But we laughed so hard about it. I feel like it could have went two different ways. You know, like the way it
Yeah.
did go was like really funny, and like we laughed about it until we were like crying and snorting. And then she invited my sister and I to the club later. Like it
Oh.
was a lot, and we did. We went. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
But it could have went a total other direction where it's like, oh my gosh, like you're horrible. I'm gonna complain. You know, like
Right.
it could have went that route. So I'm super grateful that it went the other way. Oh my gosh, I was mortified. Like it was like, you know, when you get so scared, you get like that instant sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like I had instant boob sweat, pit sweat, butt cheek sweat. You name it, I was sweating because I was like, oh my
Yeah.
gosh, I'm gonna get fired today.
Yeah, no, I've almost done that a couple of times and I'm like
You're
like stumbling in the room or like I almost drop something in the room. For facials, I try to like be as quiet as
Oh
possible.
yeah, like a
So I'm like
mouse. I
setting
know,
stuff.
yes. She's for anybody listening, she's showing me how slow she's moving her hand to like the invisible
My
table.
fingers on the
Yeah.
bottom to like cup the
Oh, you gotta
sound.
like tilt it. So
Yeah.
like get the little tilt and then set it on there. Oh yeah. Yeah, I try to be so quiet in facials too.
Yeah.
which makes it even funnier when like we trip or do anything like that where it's like it sounds like a elephant in a china shop, you know,
and then
like,
I'm
or is a
immediately
bull in
turned.
a china shop, bull in a
I don't know
china
what you meant.
you know what I mean, just read my mind, must say.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. I mean, there has been one time that I actually like fell,
oh
like full
no,
on fell, and it
that's my
was
worst nightmare. I don't want to do that.
you're like my hell loop. So
Like,
I was stepping backwards and I
oh.
didn't know my stool was behind me. So then not only was it like a rolling sound of the stool, but then the stool slams into the wall. So then it's like roly roly slam. And then I can't find my footing because I keep stepping on like the roly portion of the stool. So now I'm teeter tottering and I like step and then I try to grab for like the table, but I grabbed where her head was at meeting the table. So her hair was waterfalling over the back of it. So my hand grabs for the table and I end up grabbing her hair and the table. And so she's getting a full facelift, getting pulled backwards while I'm falling. And I like made it to the ground. And she's like, oh my, and she's like, oh, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I pulled your hair too. And she's like, it's okay. Like she's holding her head. It's okay. Like doing like the little
chunks in her
scrunch.
hand.
Oh, it's the scalp. I'm sorry. I'll give that back to you. Oh my gosh. That was so mortifying. That happened here.
This was recent.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm going to definitely feel this tomorrow. Like, I think I was here by myself, actually. Yeah. It's like no one here to help me. No one to call 911.
Your client.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, she probably needed 911 too. Poor scalp. I know I got her hair good because it was like my full body weight, like dead weight. Yes, yeah, so it was like a press, you know.
Ooh.
So like imagine yourself on your pillow and then somebody presses on your pillow and like pulls your hair on accident. She literally was like hand to scalp and she was like doing like the scrunch to her head, like, oh wow.
She's like, it's fine,
it's cool, are
her
you
head's
okay?
Throbbing. Oh my gosh.
That's horrible. Yeah, that's somewhat recent.
No.
If you're listening, you know who you are. I'm so sorry that I pulled your hair.
Yeah, I've almost fallen a couple times. And I'm like,
what? Is it like the stumble? Like the, oh, just kidding.
Kind of, yeah. Like when I was waxing once, my foot, like the ankle kind of rolled a little bit.
Oh, and you're like, whoop.
And I'm mid-conversation and I just keep it moving.
You're like, just kidding. That's like my new dance move. I've smacked a few people with strips, actually.
Yeah, with
especially
strips.
Soft wax.
Yeah, if I'm doing full legs, I've slapped them a little bit.
Get a little whip through action.
Yeah, because I use the strip as much as I can. And it
yeah.
gets heavy, kind
yes.
of.
Yes.
So it becomes like a little whip.
Yes. I actually was talking about that with someone else. I can't remember if it was me or Carla, but we were talking about how the strip gets heavy and just like goes flying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time that I think I just told them about this too, like hard wax flew when I was training someone and we found it on the TV like three clients later.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, there's that labia strip.
Yep.
I've had wax fly across to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
So. Like it's almost like the strip isn't all the way solidified. So then it like does that laffy taffy pull and then breaks and like flies and then you're left with a piece of evidence in your hand.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I think mostly soft wax. I've done a few where I'm doing the between the brows and I'll pull up towards their scalp, right?
Right.
But then there's some hairs that will kind of grow downward or the other direction. So
right.
then I'll go down towards their nose and I've like hit them in the bridge of their nose.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, like that really felt like it was intentional. And really it wasn't.
Right. For underarms, if they have like a bigger breast area.
Uh-huh. Oh, you'll punch their boob?
I have before. So I'm like, just hold right
yeah.
here, girl.
Push it out of the way. Yep.
Yeah.
I tell them, I'm like, okay, one hand up and then the other one grab your breast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that it kind of like opens that area.
Yeah.
But the people who want to watch, I tell them you need to turn away. Because
yeah,
if they're like watching, I'm going to punch you in your face.
Oh yeah. Your nose is getting
full
waxed
disclosure.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sign your consent form.
Yeah. Exactly.
The latest joke I use in the room is like $10 more. You want punch in the face? It's $10 more.
Right.
And they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, turn your face. Get out of the way.
Yeah, you're all up in the way.
Did you ever like have like snoopy clients that they want to like look at everything that you're doing?
Yes, and like especially if I'm doing for Brazilian, sometimes they'll like prop themselves up on their elbows and it like positions the body weird, so like I can't, and then I get nervous because you're watching me and they're like, oh, you missed this hair, you missed this hair, this one, and I'm like,
Yes,
I
I
haven't
haven't
waxed the
gotten
hair
there
in yet,
yet.
in
Yeah.
just a second.
Just a second. Hang in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why that like really makes me internally fume.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like I love my clients, but in that moment, I want to chop you in your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, let me finish. And like when I say, okay, I'm done, I'm taking my gloves off, and then you find something, like then call me out on it. You know what I
Right.
mean? So that does get really frustrating. There's
Very.
the one that always comes to mind when I think of like people who really scan themselves afterwards with, listen, respect. Like if they want
Right.
to check my work, go for it, because I
Yeah.
want to make sure I'm not leaving anything behind anyway. You know,
Yeah.
I want to give you the best quality service
Let me
there
know in the
is.
room.
Let me know after I'm done doing my thing. One. Two, the one that comes to mind that like makes me laugh so hard is like, and I know you know this person, so you can tell me if you've had any experiences. But this person just scans like everything. Like he or she will like move their hands across every inch of what we've waxed.
Yeah.
And there was this one time, I was done with the service. And I'm outside the room, and this person opens the door like the nose is cracked out of the crack. Hey, can you come back in here? Like I found something. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. So come
Yeah.
in, I re-glove, and I'm facing the area where my gloves are, right? I'm facing that area, so I'm not seeing what this person's doing behind me. And I'm putting my gloves on, and I turn around to a brown star right in my face.
I knew it.
And this person has their pinky wiggling in their butthole. And they're like, I feel something right here. And I'm like, just watching this person, like butt naked, A shape, you know, bent over with their pinky in their butt. And I'm like, when did I decide this was the industry for me?
No, for real. It's always when I'm like on the butt part, and I'm like, oh, I really do this for a living. I know, yeah.
100% of the time is fine.
Yeah.
But it's like those moments that kind of have you're like stumped for a second.
It's a
And I'm like, you
realization.
know what? And then I feel proud of myself because I'm like, this person feels that comfortable with me
No, for real. Bright lights and everything. Full on.
that they can be completely bent over with their pinky in their butt. Like, first of all, here's some hand sanitizer. Jump on up here. We'll get take care of that right now.
But yeah, usually when I see clients doing that, if they're like looking, especially for arms, because I usually bring the arm across the chest for like the elbow in the back area, and I see them looking, I'm like, you see anything? How we looking? And they're like, we're looking good.
Good. I love checking in with them and then not having anything to find. Like that's my goal. That's my goal because it gives me like a sick satisfaction, like knowing that you couldn't find anything. You know? Oh my goodness, yeah. I gotta love the pickier of clients, but hey, they keep us on our A game, right? Because after that, you know, I was like all up in that butthole,
No, for
looking
real.
for any kind of hair growing inward, you know?
Always.
So never an issue anymore. I think that was the last time that happened was like 2 years ago. Yeah, but I'll never forget it. That sight is plastered into my head now.
Me too. Happened to me too.
Same person?
Yep.
I knew you knew what I was talking about.
Yep.
And we love this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love this person. It's just funny. Cracks me up. Oh my gosh. Have you ever had a service done where you were smacked?
Yeah, I've definitely like if I'm doing legs or something, I've like punched myself in the stomach,
Yeah.
but
Pulling upward.
yeah, pulling
Yeah.
towards me. Because I usually aim for like that little hole right here in between my elbow and everything, but then I miss sometimes. What else? I
I've never
have.
hit you during a facial, right?
No.
Trying to think.
I don't
I've
think
dropped
so.
stuff on people. Like,
Yeah.
I've dropped my tweezers.
Oh yeah, I've dropped my tweezers a couple times
Yeah.
and it rolls like underneath kind
Yeah.
of.
And you're like, oh, lift up for me.
Yeah,
You
and I
gotta
gotta
grab
dig
them
for
underneath
it.
your butt crack.
Yeah.
There's a couple times where I've like lost my tweezers mid-service.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, where'd they go? And then they like have to lift up and like move everywhere so I can find them. They're usually like under a leg or a thigh or something
Yeah.
somewhere. But there's one that happened actually not too long ago. This is only like maybe a few months ago. I was doing like I was tweezing a couple hairs and I was like on the upper labia area.
Yeah.
And I went to pick up my tweezers from in between her legs and I grabbed them from the back end. So everybody knows tweezers look like a little wishbone, right? So I like grabbed towards the back end and I guess I had oil on my gloves and they just like squirt out of my hand.
Ew.
And they like hit her and her vagina. Like it hit her like right at the top of her mound. Like it just like
Yeah.
shot out of my hand. And she's like, oh. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I can only imagine like the pointy side of your tweezers like being thrown
Right.
at your area. Oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, they just popped right out of my hand.
Yeah. Oh.
So that was an accident.
Yeah, my
That's
biggest
happened.
fear. Whenever I do brows, I'm gripping onto the tweezers because I'm like scared to drop them because it's
On
right
their
on the eye.
face?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that
And I'm
too.
like,
Oh, I've totally dropped them on somebody's face before.
really?
Yeah, I
Oh.
like hit their forehead and like fell off.
Yeah, I don't want to do
So
that.
it
Stressful.
is stressful. It is stressful. So, I mean, there is this, speaking of things hitting the vagina, I had this one client. She was a escort, and she was telling me like one of her highest paying clients, and she was like a classy escort, like red carpet events, that kind of thing.
Where?
But and she didn't always like sleep with the client. She would sometimes just like go and have dinner like the end.
Right.
But there was this one person that she had for like the longest time, and she says like a he paid like something crazy. Like I think I don't remember. It was like $1,500 for like an hour or something like that. But all she had to do was wear lingerie, crotchless panties, and she would sit and he would roll balls like at her area.
Oh, he's aiming?
Yeah, you
I
just roll
mean,
them at it. And I was like, people have the weirdest fetishes.
live your best life. I mean, oh.
I told her, I was like, can I get in on this?
No,
Like,
for
I'll sit there and
real.
let balls
I'll
hit me in
bust it open for
the
1500 for an hour. Yeah,
I'm
dude.
like, how do you like find this stuff? I'm like, listen, I'm like, A, sounds like a really easy job. Count me in. I'm like, but B, if this guy like rolls up with like blacked out like minivan looking kind of like he's going to like bag your head and take you somewhere, maybe you shouldn't go anymore. Like, and she's like, I don't know. Like, and I'm like, have you ever gotten that vibe? And she's like, no, I've never gotten that vibe that he'd like ever like gas me or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so strange. I'm
Interesting.
like, hey, you know, whatever gets your knocks off. But I'm like, that's easy money. Just sit in there.
Yeah.
I would say what 1% of that goes towards her outfit. That's
Right?
a lot of profit. That's a good profit margin.
That's true.
Yeah. I was like,
It's only an hour, too.
it's only an hour. I mean, I think my back
Interesting.
would start to hurt sitting on the floor that long, but
Yeah, same. You're like,
like,
you gotta
hey,
help me up
can we do like a
afterwards.
different position? Can I lay
Can
on
I
my
be on the
stomach for a
bed or
minute?
something? Give me a little
Lay on
mat,
the
a little memory foam mat or
bed.
something. I need a pillow. I
You're like, can we get this Tempur-Pedic yoga mat?
Yeah, those are my conditions.
Give me a pillow. Just imagining some like old, like retired corporate guy
It's
in a
just
suit
rolling them.
rolling balls.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that was
Just laying there like,
funny. He's like, when are we done? Just like watching the
yeah,
clock
I
like
wonder if
tick
it's
on by.
quiet.
Yeah, that's what I asked her. I was like, do you guys talk? And she's like, no.
No music or
I'm like,
anything?
wait a minute. So you have to sit there an hour, let things like hit you in the crotch, you roll it back to him, like, here you go.
Not roll it back to him.
And there's no conversation. I'm like, how do you get through that hour? That'd feel like the longest hour of my life. She's like, worth it. I'm like, yeah, you're right, I guess.
That's true.
I don't know. I'd
Interesting.
be like, so what's your favorite food?
After a while, maybe.
I don't know.
I could be
She'd seen him
okay
for
with it.
years, like once a month for years.
Oh, so you know nothing about
Yeah,
him.
no, nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's gonna bag your head one day and put you in
He's
his
just
blacked
having
out
fun,
minivan.
aiming.
10 points.
Yeah, in his mind, probably.
Yeah, in his mind, he's like, oh, I hit the inner knee. It's negative 2 points. I'm at 50.
He's got a whole
Made
point
it to
system
100.
mapped out.
Yeah, right?
She's
In
keeping
his
score.
mind, keeping score. I wonder what goes through other people's minds sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if anybody's been in our treatment room and they have, like, the weirdest thing go through their mind and they don't share it.
Maybe.
Share it with us.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. We love hearing what's gone in people's minds. I was like at the chiropractor office the other day, and a Ludacris song came up in my head because every time I go in there, I'm like, "How do you want me?" Because I don't know if he needs me like face up or face down. And one day, I was like gonna get on the table, and I just in my mind, Ludacris is like, "I want you in
Yeah.
the box," and I was like, ah. But I always wonder, like, what goes through. I did tell him what went through my mind because I think
Yeah.
it's funny, you know. And
Right.
then we were singing Ludacris verses. He threw in some Eminem in there,
Yeah.
but yeah, I always like to know what's on people's minds because there's some fun stuff in there sometimes.
That's true.
Anyway, so yeah, we've hit people.
I've had people have
Hit
dropped
people.
sticks.
Drop
I'll
stuff.
people call me out on it sometimes.
There's been There was one time I grabbed wax. And I was like ready to like put it on the client, and I don't know why we were like chatting, and I kept spinning and spinning and spinning, and then I just like threw it in the trash. And she was like, "You weren't gonna use that?" And I was like, "Oh crap!" And
Yeah, I've done that before.
I'm like, "Oh man, that's a waste." I know I've done that before too, but yeah, we've done it all. Done it. We've seen it all. Done it all. I mean, if there isn't something, usually when I say I've seen it all, like that following week, I see something crazy. So
Something
like,
else
tune in
happened.
next week because it might be something crazy.
Yeah.
Also, too, give us some questions. Get on our Facebook page, post or comment somewhere, like what you want to hear us talk about. Because I mean, we're not running out of material. I think like organically, we just talk about whatever. But yeah, we definitely have hit some people.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I know.
not sorry.
No,
All
for real.
right, well, that's it for Spill the Tea Tuesday. Until next week, bye.
Bye.